I'm Brian McCreath from WCRB with Christoph von Dohnányi at Symphony Hall. Mr. Dohnányi, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time today.
Sure, I'm glad to be here.
The notes for this concert written by Michael Steinberg mentioned that the Bartok Music for Strings, Percussion, and Celesta might be one of those pieces where we can look back on Bartok and we can look forward in Bartok through this one piece. This program strikes me the same way about Christoph von Dohnányi. We can look back and we can look forward through what's going on in this program. Bartok's music, I wonder whether that has whether it has special relevance for you, given your family's Hungarian background.
Yes, you know, actually we had, when we were rather young, during the war, nobody in Germany played Bartok, you know. So that was, at least it was not really forbidden, but it was not very, very much liked by the regime in those days, as many things were not liked by these kind of criminals we had as a regime in those days. Anyway, Bartok was for a while even a pupil of my grandfather. So my grandfather taught him, he was teaching piano also, and Bartok was a pupil and a student of his. And actually, they were very good friends. Later, my grandfather was more on the conservative side, and Bartok was fortunately not on the conservative side. So that's actually what happened. But there is a story that actually Bartok came to my grandfather and said, I don't know how to go on because I don't know what to compose. There's so much music there. And my grandfather said to him, go to Vienna. There's a performance of Zarathustra by Strauss, and listen to that. And it really, there was certainly a time where Bartok was very close to the early Strauss, tone poems and these things. Then, of course, we had, when I visited my grandfather in the United States, where he taught in Tallahassee, Florida for a while, and actually we talked a lot about Bartok and this music, this piece we are doing. It's one of the hardest pieces for the orchestra by Bartok. And actually, the story is that Paul Sacher, this piece was written for the Basel, Paul Sacher Chamber Orchestra. And after this, Paul Sacher said, this is too difficult. And that's really too difficult. And please, I will give you another commission, but please write something easier. And he wrote something. He wrote then the Divertimento, you know, which is a beautiful piece also. But this one is a real tricky piece. And it's not done very many times because it needs a lot of rehearsal time.
And I wondered, looking at the rehearsal, about the arrangement of the orchestra, which Bartok was very specific about, where the instruments on the stage should be. And I wondered whether that arrangement makes it, is helping the musicians on stage, or whether it actually may make it more difficult.
No, it's not. We are not doing exactly the Bartok seating. Okay. We are not doing the, because I do it that the piano is right in front of me, and that makes it easier for them. You know, you have really the orchestra is divided by the pianoforte, which I think is right, and the cellista has to be very close to the pianoforte because the cellista player has also to mingle into the piano playing, and then bassi and the sides. So this is my. It's very close to Bartok's, but I changed a little bit because Bartok had the piano in front, you know, so that was more difficult than I think for the ensemble playing. But howsoever, it is a wonderful piece, and it's a piece which needs time, but it's a very, very lively, great music.
And it has been a while since the BSO has played it. I think it's been something like at least 10 years or so.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. Jean-Frédéric Neuburger is a composer here for the first time with the BSO, but someone that you've known for a long time. And I wonder what it is about his music that struck you as distinctive when you got to know him.
You see, we did a concert where he played the piano in Paris, and he played the fourth Beethoven concerto in a very special but, for me, very convincing way of the young generation approaching, not doing all this, you know, trying to go back, but trying to know a lot about the past, and I liked it very much how he did this piece. And then I just got to know that he actually also composes, and that since he's such a marvelous musician with a great ear and great intelligence, I said to him, why don't you play something for me? And he played a piano sonata. Then I got some other pieces he did for chorus and orchestra and so on. And actually, I liked it very much. So I said, let's try where we can do something together. I called Boston, I called Tony Fogg, and I said, Tony, how about having a commission of a 10-minute piece? And he said, yes. And I said, do you have the money for it? It's not so expensive for sure. He's a young composer. And so then Tony said, yes, and we do it. And there we are. You see?
And when you received the score and you opened it, you began looking at it, are there elements of this score that you realize or that you recognize, yes, this is the Neuburger that I got to know in that Beethoven concerto?
Yeah, you know, it's a very sensitive ear he has got. And actually, he's by no means a 12-tone, or he's a very atmospheric composer. So he's more, I think, an admirer of Debussy. He's coming from this kind of an influence, with a very sensitive ear and quite a bit of experience already in composing, and a wonderful musician. So what I hear is somebody. It's a very personal language. It is trying not to lose the tradition of the French music without getting into only what we call Tonmalerei, only, you know, kind of a describing sounds, you know. It's, of course, aube is the dawn, you know. It's the morning. It is actually very atmospheric, but not film music, you know.
Yeah. No, it the tiny bit that I heard, it sounds beautiful, but atmospheric, also very meticulous.
Absolutely, yeah. That's very. He has a great imagination, and I think also knows a lot about the instruments. So his orchestration, he really studied orchestration. He really knows how it sounds. And he knows if a musician asks him something, he answers, and he has the answers ready, you know. And as many times you do first performance, and you notice the composer does not really know what he wrote down, but this guy really knows what he wrote down.
And that's, I always find it remarkable when someone as young as Jean-Frédéric Neuburger, that he is that in touch with the instruments throughout the orchestra.
Yes, right. I mean, we are happy if there are some people around like he is.
Yeah. The pianist that you have with the Emperor Concerto in the second half, Martin Helmchen, is also someone whom you've worked with a lot and have, I think, is it fair to say that you've been an advocate for him? I wonder what it is you heard in his playing early on that drew you to be a strong collaborator with him.
You see, he is such an honest player. He's really no fake, you know. He's really there, and he does the music, and his wonderful intelligence somehow you can combine with a strong emotion in playing and feeling music, but knowing that music is this dialogue, as art is this dialogue between head and heart, you know. So it's really one of the main young artists and young pianists. Very, very, you know, he's caring about the structure, he's caring about the form, he's caring about the colors, and he's really working very, very hard, and a wonderful talent.
As I mentioned, the program to me feels like the Christoph von Dohnányi, who is always looking forward, and yet there's elements that of this program that reflect your past. And one thing I don't know if you're aware of this, or I noticed in the program that the Saturday performance, there was a gift made to support the performance in memory of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And I just wonder how that strikes you when you run across an instance like that that connects so strongly to your past.
I think that's wonderful. I didn't even know that, but that's very wonderful, because he was really, by the way, he was a good musician, Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Quite
a good musician,
oh,
yes. He was a very special sight-reading pianist. You know, he could really sight-read very well, and was a musical man, and we did a lot of music together. And so it's wonderful if he's alive even combined with a music event.
Christoph von Dohnányi, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time today.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here. Thank you.